A new economic forum aimed at young leaders will tackle the issue surrounding sustainable urban living. The Western Canada Private Finance and Real Estate Forum will touch on housing affordability, the economy, and green technologies. What we really want to do is create an educational experience that focuses on a better sustainable living future for all, event organizer Michelle Lau says. Especially coming out of the pandemic where we have seen where priorities have shifted. We really want to ensure the city is investing in the right direction. Having these conversations is a way for participants to hear directly from the people who are doing the work in these fields and learn from their insights. Lau is a strategic financial coach for Concept One Financial Group of Companies. She is an active volunteer as a mentor for secondary school and university programs, but she also enjoys bringing together professionals and businesses in meaningful educational forums. Lau is co-organizing the event with Chief Economist for the BC Real Estate Association, Brendan Augmanson, who specializes in macroeconomic forecasting and housing market analysis. The event will feature an enlightening fireside panel of diverse and distinguished speakers and leaders in various green technology and finance industries, including CEO and President of Stratosphere Properties, Aaron Guo, owner and managing broker for Choi & Co. Realty Inc., Marco Choi, founder and tech CEO, e-mobility, sustainability entrepreneur, Will Fan, commercial capital advisor at Ashdown Capital, Ben Mui, and more. Right now in BC, there is a huge systematic error with our housing economy. We're hoping to lobby for more change that will benefit the community. We want to push for more sustainable building practices that will make our community a much greener place for the future, Guo says. We believe if we can bring up these issues, we can lobby for a change. Especially because this is a mayoral election year, we hope we can spark discussion. Holding an education forum such as this is an opportunity for local entrepreneurs to contribute to the global movement to fight climate change, Fan says. What we're trying to envision is how to work together to build a net zero economy. How can we provide affordability and sustainability? We want industry leaders to share their thoughts and experience with the community so we can discuss what's really happening with the world, Fan describes. We're trying to encourage young leaders to make a change, have a voice, and get inspiration to work on great stuff to be deployed for better living. The forum, scheduled to run from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on September 28, will also offer many networking opportunities for participants to exchange ideas and inspiration. Tickets include lunch and are available at www.westerncpfr.com. We're targeting people who can make changes in this city, Lau says. People should attend because this is a neutral platform to engage with these ideas, Fan says. We're not biased. We're not selling our stuff. There is uncertainty in the market, and people should hear about it. We have real experts sharing their insights from what they're seeing on the ground. To learn more and to buy tickets today, visit westerncpfr.com.